best way of doing Chazara is every day. Set aside 10 minutes a day doing Chazara Mechaber Ramaz. Chazara Ramaz, Mechaber Ramaz. And then you get to the test at the end. I guarantee you, you'll basically know the stuff already. You may have to go over the stuff one more time. You'll know the stuff very well. Every day you're going Chazara Mechaber Ramaz. You can find 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day, even you'll see you'll be able to do a lot. Especially stuff you won't forget the stuff. That's the best way. Don't start cramming right before the test and do Chazara that way. Number two is also, hopefully, everyone's, as we're going on in Hilchos Brachos, the ikar thing in learning the halachos is you should have a more of appreciation for brachos. Therefore, we should be saying brachos more kavana and brachos, taking more time when we say brachos, sitting down when we make brachos, thinking about our brachos, all these things. If not, then it's very nice to know halachos. It's a great thing to know halachos, but the ikar is doing the everything properly. Okay. We had two more halachas left over in Siman Kuf Ayin last week. We'll do those right now. Siman Kuf Ayin, Siv Kav Aleph. Hashamish Ayah, Mishamish Al Shnayim. You have a shamish, this waiter type of guy again. Hareza Ochali Mahem, Apple Pishalo, not Nulushus. If this shamish is waiting on, he's being Mishamish is a suit of only two people, he's allowed to, even without their Rishus, he's allowed to go ahead and sit down with them and join the meal because the stomach, they want him there so they could have mazuman. He's gonna create the mazuman. Therefore, if there's three people there, he's not allowed to just sit down and eat with them. LNK not in rishus unless they give him rishus. So either they give him rishus or there's only two people. Those are the two cases where the shamash could go ahead and eat with them. Steve Kov base. After you've drinking from your kos of wine, and you want to leave over some for your friend. We mentioned this earlier about when you're not supposed to share drinks. Over here, this is the heter over here. If someone is going to be drinking from your cup, and you know you're not sick, as Rav Saul said, so then you could wash the place where your lips touched, and mishum mias, because it's disgusting. But one should not pour out, just not pour out the wine from and pour it over the place of the neshikas apet to clean it there. Because that's going to spill out the wine. It's going to be bal tashas. But after shtias mayim, you can pour out from that place by water that's permissible. As the Mishnah Berurah says, k'dei lishtof harok shenaga derech sham. It's going to wash, rinse away the spit that was over there. Now, before I finish this, I just want to talk a little bit about bal tashas. Bal tashas, a lot of people have a wrong idea. Bal tashas comes from the idea of a fruit tree not destroying fruit trees. And as Reb Berkowitz gave a very nice hagdara, what is Baal Tashchis? Baal Tashchis is simply using something in an inefficient manner. Using things in an inefficient manner. Okay, a lot of people, I mean, you see, your mother will tell you that, oh, you have a little bit of food left in your plate, you gotta eat it. You gotta eat it, or else you're gonna start giving the guilt trip about Baal Tashchis. Everybody knows this, Baal Tashchis. So this is very not pushing. Because there's a Gemara, and I've never heard this Gemara before until I learned this Gemara, but it's a very important Gemara to know about Baal Tashchis. It says, Baal Tashchis de gufa adifalei. Okay? It says, Baal Tashchis de gufa adifalei. Baal Tashchis on one's body is even more important. So therefore, if someone is full already, and he doesn't want it anymore, there's no chiyuv, there's no eating of Baal Tashchis to go ahead and get rid of the food at that point. Because right now, his body is also about, it's an inefficient way of using your body if you're going to go ahead and pick yourself out and make yourself sick. Okay, that's even more inefficient than wasting a couple extra bites of your sandwich. Therefore, there's no need to go ahead and you don't have to worry about Baal Tashchis in those cases. Okay, that's what Baal Tashchis is. So therefore, if you get anything there, what does happen though is, you know, people have this minhag of buying an extraordinary amount of food, let's say on Shabbos, where you know there's going to be foods all after it's going to end up being thrown in the garbage. That will be an inefficient way of using food. So one should be careful to try and buy how much food you actually need, not to buy an exorbitant amount. So they're going to give it to Anim afterwards, that's a great idea. But if it's all going to go in the garbage, that's inefficient use. That would be Baal Tashchis. But if you have a little bit left on your plate, that's not considered Baal Tashchis. Also, Reb Berkowitz pointed out that Baal Tashchis is even... Roberto's point out that Baal Tashchis is not only on foods, it's not only on items, it's also on your time. If you use your time inefficiently, you are going to waste your time. That's an inefficient waste use of your time. And there's nothing more precious in the world than your time. Therefore, that would be Baal Tashchis Yerzman. Okay, so be very careful HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lot of gifts. You should be using them efficiently, or else you're over this Baal Tashchis. Okay, let's just finish up the Rama over here, and we'll start Simin Kufayin off. After everything you eat, you should eat a little bit of salt. After everything you drink, you should drink a little bit of water. Kavoshi is barley common simin kufayin test. Venerally, Ramal says, V'davka shlo haya melech bepas. This is only if you didn't have salt in your bread or any other food that you made the meal. O v'machim l'sha'ochol. V'chek shlo shosla mashke shalei shibo mayim. You didn't drink any water. There was no water in any of the liquids that you drank. Aval b'lav hachi leka l'meichash. But if that's not the case, you drank a little bit of water, you add a little salt in your food, you don't have to worry about this. V'chein nogin shlo lizar b'achilas melech shiyas mayimach arsuda b'mitam shizbar. We're not very careful, nizar, on these dins nowadays. Also over here, there's a shlo that's brought down in the end of the Mishnah Berurah on the Simen. The shlo talks about not eating too much. Gam harech b'shlo lizar miribu achilu shtia. Sure, over your eyes are over this tonight. Achilu shtia. El yochav yishta rak lahamid li boros etz gufo mizamen lavodos ha-nefesh. You should only eat. You're supposed to eat. The idea of a Jew eating is supposed to be eating for the next step, so in order to be able to learn better that day, work better that day, to have energy for that day. The point of eating is not to stuff our brains out in order to get as much pleasure as possible. There's nothing wrong with eating good foods. It's very nice to eat very good foods, but eat things that are healthy and eat in a way that's going to be good for your body. Don't eat in a way that's going to be mazik you and have to make you sleep all day or make you sick. That is not the idea of eating. That's not the way a proper Jew eats. Okay, that is Simon Kufayin. Let's get to this week's stuff.
Question on the Mishnah Berurah.
I'll take two questions in the break. Kufayin Alf. Shalom Yog Bizayon Ba'ochlu. So a little introduction. What? This is very interesting to say. Once again, we've talked about Suda, that we have all these halachas about what a Suda is supposed to be like, and it's supposed to teach us, Derech Eretz, about a Suda. Right? That a Jew has to act in a proper way at all times, even when he's eating. Shalom Yog Bizayon Ba'ochlu is even more strange. What do we care about the ochel? The ochel is going to have bizyonos. Why do we have to be so makad on bizyon of ochel? So I think the idea possibly is, maybe I'll pidrosh a little bit, is that if one is mapped so much about not doing bizyonos to ochel, and using ochel in the proper way, and treating ochel in the proper way, then one will also hopefully make a kabbal chomer to himself. If he knows how to treat not give bizyon to Oakland, kavachomer upon a kavachomer, he should not be giving bizyonos to other people. He should be treating other people properly. If we give proper cover to our Oakland, then we could start giving also proper cover to people. It's the same idea, like on Shabbos, we cover the bread. We don't want the bread to get embarrassed from the wine, right? The wine's supposed to, really, the bread's supposed to get the first bracha, make kiddush first. We don't want to embarrass the bread. Well, who cares about embarrassing the bread? Bread doesn't get embarrassed. But over here, if we work on it, if we care about the embarrassment of bread, hopefully then we'll also be able to care about the embarrassment of our brethren also. That's the ikar over here. Okay. What is the iser of bizayin ochel? It's to use ochel in a not nice manner. What is considered a not nice manner? So the Mishnah Berurah gives us two gedarim. Two gedarim of what is considered not a bizui. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalid, he says, "Imu davar shoot sarcha adam." If it's something that someone needs, if it's something that they need this food for a purpose, v'derecha olam masos ba'ochel tzarcha, and also it's the derech of people to use the ochel in this way, gam kein shari. Then it's permissible. So even if you're going to be wasting the food, even if the food's going to go in the garbage, but you use the food in a way that is a tzorach for a person. We'll get to what exactly is a tzorach for a tzorach person, and it's the derech of people to use it this way. Then it's mutter, even though it's going to be give lechora a little bit bizyonos to the ochel. So what are some examples? So the Mishnah Berurah brings out what is example of something that's a tzorach adam and it's a derech to use this for. So Mishnah Berurah brings down. Sif Katan Dal at the beginning, Osel Rafua Shari Afilu Mimisbe. To use it, let's say, for Rafua, for a medicinal purpose. If somebody uses a food as a medicinal purpose, that's obviously Tzorach of an Adam. And even, let's say, you had to rub some food on your body to heal some part of your body, even though the food is going to be disgusting, you'll never be able to eat it again. But it's a Tzorach of Adam. And if it's a Derech to use it this way, then it'll be permissible to use it. It's not a problem. On the other hand, the Ben Ish Chai brings down. Basically, Chuvas brings it down also that to use ochol as, let's say, games for a child, to use it as arts and crafts projects, that would not be appropriate. That would not be appropriate. Why? Because lechor, it's not tzorach other than the person doesn't need it. It's not something that's as a need of a real other person. That's also what Nevin Saul told me. It's preferable not to, let's say, people sometimes use pasta. They glue pastas to make faces on the thing. That's not the proper use of food. That's not the best way of using food. So therefore, that could be a problematic of bizayin to ochol. Okay, let's see. Let's read now. Sif Aleph. Kufayin Aleph. We didn't see it inside it. Osa adam strachel bepas. One is allowed to use pas for other needs. V'hani milid lo mimis bay. This is when it's not going to become disgusting. Avol mimin de mimis bay lo. But if it's going to come disgusting, you're not going to be able to use it afterwards. It's not going to be edible afterwards. Then you're not allowed to use this. Hilkach, therefore. Ein manichan alav basar chai. You should not put raw meat on top of your food that's going to become disgusting, or your bread. Ve'im ma'avirin alav kos mali. You should not pass the bread over a cup full of liquid, because you might fall in and become disgusting. Ve'im somchan ba'a ka'ara. Imi malaya davar shimipa'a pasi ma'is. You should not lean your something on the bread, that if that thing would spill over, it's going to make your bread disgusting. Ve'im notlina yadayim bi'ayin. You should not wash your hands with wine, bein chayu, bein mazik, whether it's just wine concentrate. Back in the day of the Gemara, they used to have wine concentrate, and then they used to put one third of this wine concentrate and two thirds of water. That would, after they poured the water, that was yain mazug. Beforehand, it's called chai. So therefore, you're not allowed to use bein chai or bein mazug. Afila netila she'en etzorach achila. Even if you wash your hands, it's not for netilas yadayim for suda, which for sure is a bit more, even more problematic, because you need water for netilas yadayim suda. Even if it's not for that, for a stam netilas yadayim, it still is aser. V'ein zorkin apas eshum bizayin ochlin. We've discussed this once before. It's a big discussion amongst the Sephardim in this yeshiva. Is whether yes or no we throw bread. The Mechaber, Maran Beit Yosef, Paskins, ein zorkin apas eshum bizayin ochlin. Okay, we can take a second to just discuss it. We mentioned the Mishnah Berurah also passing this way. One second. We passed this also before in the Mishnah Berurah. And for sure, Maker Din sounds like, at least halachically, is a problematic. However, the miyashi of the minog, why some people have it, we discussed the Rav Berkowitz for a tam. Where does it come from? As a reason, I'll get to that in one second. But we see this already, the Pesach Chuvah has been done, and it's actually based on, this whole din is based on a Gemara. The Gemara is brought down in the end of Pirk Gimel Sha'achlu and Brachos. The Gemara says like this, Tanur Rabbanan, this is also the Mekor for a lot of the lachas in this siman. Tanur Rabbanan, it says Mamshishch and Yainim Tzinorot Lifnei Chasan Mekala, right? That's the end of the siman. You can pass wine through Tzinorot before the Chasan Mekala. Vizork Lifnei Klayo Vegozin, you can throw in front of them sweets. Biyamosa Chama, during the summer. Avalo Yosem Ekshami, but not when it's raining outside, because it's going to become disgusting. It's raining. And the end of the Gemara says like this: Avalo Glue Skulls, but bread you cannot throw in front of them. Lo Biyamosa Chama, Avalo Yosem Ekshami. Not in the summer. Not in the summer and not in the winter. Okay, not in the non-rainy season, not in the rainy season. So the passage of the Gemara is, why can't you throw bread whether it's rainy season? Sounds like even if it's not going to become disgusting, there's still an issur of throwing bread. Therefore, some Rishonim see from here, from this Gemara, that there's an issur of throwing bread. It's not covered for bread because bread is more chashuv than other ochlin. However, if you learn like Rashi explains the Gemara differently. Rashi explains, Avaloguskos, he says, Shari afiyamosachame hey nimosim bezrikasan. He says, why can't you throw bread even in the summer? You can't throw bread even in the summer because they're going to come disgusting if you throw them. They're also going to be disgusting. Bread is more likely to become disgusting than other foods. That's why. So according to Rashi, if you throw bread in a way that would not become disgusting, the bread would not become disgusting, therefore it would be mutter to throw it. And therefore, Rashi is a Rishon we see over here that holds like this. Furthermore, there are some according to Lavush, and Rav Chaim Senzer on the side of the daf of the Shulchan Aruch, he also brings this down to Halacha Lemaisa that one can throw bread. And therefore, Shutz Yisoros Chubos brings down from his father, the Ksav Sofer, that he used to do it. So there's definitely a strong Makor and Rishonim and Acharonim that hold of the din of Zrika's bread. And we mentioned the time, one of the reasons maybe, I'm sure there's other reasons also, one of the things that Peter Berkowitz brought down, and one of the reasons is it's because it's doma to the Kohanim in the base of Mikdash. We said the Shulchan is doma to the Mizbeach, and the bread is like the Korbanos, and just like they used to take the Korbanos, the Ivarim of the Korbanos, and throw it from the Kevesh onto the fire, so too over here. And that's the miyash of the minig. So halach lemaisa, if one does not have a minig to throw bread, one should not throw bread because we have that's the way the mechaber paskins, that's the way the mishnah berurah paskins. One should definitely not do it. But if someone has a family minig back, his father did it, and his grandfather did it, his great grandfather did it, then you can continue. He has what to be somach his minig on. Okay, weiter in the mechaber. Just like we learned from this Gemara just read before, also not only you can't throw bread, you should also not throw foods, any food, if it's going to come disgusting by throwing it. But if something is not going to come disgusting, like certain fruits, like certain nuts and chibushim, which are quinces, whatever that is, shari, that is permissible. It's any fruit that is not a lot, any food that will not become disgusting. Something has a shell, let's say, that would not become disgusting, that is permissible to go ahead and throw.
Don't remind them, are they soft?
No, they're hard. Okay. So, Rav Nevensal brings down over here, Dibur Maschel Lo. Pisach Chuvas also brings this down, that the Aloch of Bizayin Ochlin is not only by Ochel Kosher, it's not only by kosher food, it's all even by non-kosher food. Since this food can be eaten by B'nai Adam, so therefore, you have an Eser of Bizayin Ochlin, you're not allowed to throw it. So you got a McDonald's cheeseburger, you shouldn't be throwing it on the ground and making it disgusting. Leave it where it is. Just don't ever pick it up. But even by Ochel, that's not kosher. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkan Yud Aleph brings down a couple different interesting halachas. One of the halachas that's brought down in the Gemara, in Eruvin, about Mavin Aral Ochlin. One is not supposed to pass by food. Okay, if you see food on the ground, there's an issur of passing by, because what's going to happen? People are going to come to trample on the food. Therefore, what's not passing? People should pick it up and put it in a place that it's not going to become trampled. However, I spoke to Rav Nevensal. Rav Nevensal said, B'shem Rav Yashiv Shlita, that nowadays, something, it has to have a shame food for you have the isra of passing by the ochel. Nowadays, he said, most things that you're going to find on the floor in the street, it's considered nimas, it's going to disgusting to us, that no one would actually eat it. So it's considered, already loses its shame ochel, and therefore, for most things that you're going to find on the ground, let's say maybe it's in a wrapper, let's say, then there will be no problem of passing by because it loses its shame ochel nowadays. And for so too, Rav Nevensal brings down over here, if it's somewhere on the side of the street, it's never going to be trampled. It's not in the middle of the street. Also, there's no problem. I believe Rav Nevensal brought it down. Right. Dima Maskel Tzorich. It says, Nir Lanias Daiti Lo Asu Lahashir Ochle Munachim Al Arts El Bumakum Shalulim B'nei Adam Ladorsam. Only in a place that's going to get trampled. That's the only time you have a place of Eim Avir and Al Olsen. And another din he brings down over here in Sifkan Yid Aleph, is he brings out a Gemara that's mashma that you should not cannot give people food to an animal. Giving an animal is not appropriate also. However, he brings out the Mishnah Berurah with Subak in the end of whether this din applies now, whether we paskin like this Gemara or not. And anyways, it seems like for the poskin are pretty makel on this din. The Sav Sofer, once again, he brings has a long tshuva on this, and he says that for sure by pets, if it's your own pet, then it would be mutar. And anyways, it's not so clear that there's really an isser. Anyways, and also the Meiri brings down if it's gonna the food's gonna go to waste. Anyways, you're gonna throw in the garbage. Vaday, then it'll be mutter to give to an animal. Okay, moving weiter. Siv Beis. Lo yishiv adam al kupa mleya teinim v'grogros. Avol yoshiv hu al igol shel dvela o al kupa mleya kidneys. So one should not sit, same idea as Sif Aleph, one should not sit on a box that's filled with figs or dates. Why? Because figs or dates are soft, and when you sit on a box, it's going to ruin those foods. It's going to become disgusting, so not. Aval Yoshiva, but he could sit on a box that has a igula, that has a fig cake, or something that has that's full with beans, because those things are harder, and will not become disgusting. You will not trample it if you sit on the box. It'll be mutar. Sif Gimel. Mutter la'achol daisa. One is allowed to eat. This daisa is sort of like an oatmeal. That's the best way of maybe translating sort of like an oatmeal dish. Bipas b'makom kap. You could use bread in the place of a spoon. You could, instead of using a spoon, you can use your bread as your spoon for eating this oatmeal. V'ushi ochal pas acher kach. so long as you eat the pasta and it doesn't, because the pasta comes disgusting in this way of using it as a spoon, and you're not going to eat it, so that would be also because of bizayin ochlin. But in the end, if you're going to use the pasta anyways to eat the pasta at the end, it's not going to become disgusting to you, then it would be mutar, according to the first opinion. And the second opinion, v'amadaktikim ochlin b'chol pam shemachnisin atok piyam, ma'at mina pasim in a daisa. And the medaktikim, they hold it a little more machmer, that they hold every time you pick up the bread, you use it as a spoon, to your cereal or oatmeal, whatever it is, they take a little piece of bread with them in the mouth, and then it'll be mutter. Nishar mina pas achach ochlin oto. And anything that's left over from this bread, they go ahead and eat it. Siv dalad. So this is from, based on the Gemara we mentioned before, at the end of Gimel Shachlu. Mamshichin yayim b'tzinoros lifnei chasim v'kalo. You could send water through tzinoros lifnei chasim v'kalo. Tzinoros is a pipe. Hushi kebleno b'kli b'piyat tzinoros. You're sending, it's a minhag they used to have back in the time of the Gemara. This is a way of misameach chasim v'kalo. Nowadays we do juggling tricks and all these different tricks. This is a way of, you know, I was thinking probably they, in the time of the Gemara, they probably, the simple, probably the chasim had his mouth at the end of the other pipe. But that's not what the Gemara says. They were sent wine through this pipe in front of the Chassan. It was some type of simcha that he did for the Chassan and Kala. So there's a machlokas we've shown him about this. The Ravid brings down that in the case of Simchas Chassan and Kala, the Chachamim were never goes there on Hefsid Ochlin. There never goes there that you could, over here they held that you could, for Simchas Chassan and Kala, you could Masid Ochlin. Therefore, you could send this wine through the pipe, and it could fall on the floor, and it could never be used. That was enough of a tashmish. That was enough of a tzarach adam, a tashmish that one could use, and it would not be considered bizonos to the ochlin. However, Rashi did not understand that way. Rashi understood that the ceremony was done by sending it through the pipe, and out of the other side of the pipe, there was a kli to mekabel this wine on the other side. And therefore, it's only mutar to do if the wine is not going to go to waste. It's still going to be in use, that the wine could still be drunk afterwards. And therefore, we have a machlokas Ravid versus Rashi and understand the Gemara. And the Mechaber is passing like Shitas Rashi. Let's see that inside now. That's if you're going to accept it. It's going to be caught at the other end by a kli. Vizorkin lifnei, also like the Gemara says, Vizorkin lifnei klayos vegozni bimosa chamishen and yimasni. They also used to throw in front of them klayos, certain types of nuts, during the summer days that they didn't come disgusting. Of a lobi yimosa kshamim mivneshen yimasim, but not in the winter days because they become disgusting. Of a lo gluskos lolim, and once again the Chaver l'shitaso, he says, but bread you never throw ever. Bread you should never throw ever. Okay, let's just read Sifei, and I'll get back to a couple more things. Sifei says, Zorkim chitim lifnei achatanim. He says, also throw wheat in front of the chatanim. Tzarech lizar shlo yizarko al makom naki. You should only throw it in a place where it's a clean floor. Because if the wheat goes in a disgusting place, no one's going to eat it, and it's going to come to Hafsid Ochlin. V'gam yichav duotam, you also should sweep them up. Misham kadei shlo yidrus aleim. You should also, after they do it, they should also go ahead and sweep it up, in order so people go ahead and trample on them. So this sounds very familiar, and this is what the posting bring down. All right, for Mishnah, if you look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Kaf Aleph, Yesh Mikomos, towards the end of Mishnah Berurah Kaf Aleph, it says, Yesh Mikomos, Shein Hiu Kayom, Lizrot Tzmukim. Some people nowadays throw raisins, Lifnei Achasna, Bishabish, Lifnei Chatunato, on the Shabbos before his Chasna, on his Ufruf, Bishash, according to the Mafter, when he's called up to the Mafter. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'lo Yafahim Osin, Shirakim Hainu Nasin Al Yedei Zev. It's not good what they're doing because raisins are soft. And when you throw raisins, they're going to come disgusting when they're doing this. However, you see over here, the Makori, the Minhagim of Alis B'nai Asha, has Sfardim do this also? Sfardim doesn't really have enough offers after his job. Anyway, for sure, for B'nai Asha, they throw, they have the Minhag of throwing candies at the Chosin. This is where it comes from. But if you look, there's a very important dik. Rav Berkowitz pointed out a very important dik, both in the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. What does it say over here? It says, Zorkin Lifnei HaChosin Mekal. What's Lifnei? In front of them. In front of them. It says you're supposed to throw it in front of them. It doesn't throw, you say you're supposed to wind up 90 mile per hour fastball to the head. That does not say it over there. You're supposed to throw it in front of them. That was the Simcha Chazan HaKal. There's no Indian and whipping it at him and having to wear his helmet under his talus so he doesn't get hurt. That's one thing. That's one. That is where the minute comes from. Same thing over there. Also, Rav Nevinson also points out a very important order that some people end up not being makbid on. Rav Nevinson says, in the end of his piece, he says, he has a tzarech in whether this is all a good minhag at all, that what happens to people throw the candies, end up going on top of the Sefer Torah. So number one, if they are going to, for sure, the gabayim have to be very makbid to cover up the Sefer Torah before they start throwing up, before they start throwing the candies. Throwing the candies. So at least, so the Sefer Torah is covered. And, but even if the Sefer Torah is covered, still Rav Nevinson will say it's not such a great idea that candies are falling on top of the Sefer Torah. So tzarech iyun on the whole minhag, but that's a minhag Yisrael. That is what the minhag is. Okay, but we see from here also the candies and stuff. Even if there's not kids in the shul to come charging and gathering up all the candies, it's very important that it all be picked up and people don't start stepping on them and smashing them in the carpet and the floor and stuff like that. Besides for the hefsid of the shul that's going to have to pay for the cleaning bill, that's going to come to hefsid Oakland. So everything should be picked up. Okay, we'll stop here for 2 minutes. We'll take questions.
Simen Kuvayim Beis. Simen Kuvayim Beis. Halacha that's pretty relevant. Shh, guys. Simen Kuvayim. Mishaych is Oakland and Mashalim Lefiva Bracha. Someone puts food or drink in his mouth without a bracha. So go like this. See valve. Shachach v'ichnis mashkin l'toch piv lo bracha. Someone forgot and he drank something without a bracha. The mechaber passes bolan, he should swallow it. Ve'inu mevarch aleihem bracha rishonim. He did not make a bracha rishonim afterwards. The machlokas rishonim over here. We're talking about a case over here where this is the end of his drink. He does not have any more drink after this. And he puts this last drink into his mouth. And now he has no choice. Because he can't, if he spits it out, it's going to be disgusting. It's going to be disgusting. He's not going to want to drink it anymore. So it's going to be mimis. He can't really massage. You can't put, when you have a lot of liquid in your mouth, you can't push it to the side and make a bracha. It's not really so possible. So the only choice he has is to swallow. To swallow it or spit it out. So the Mechara says he could swallow it. He could swallow it, and he does not make a bracha afterwards. However, there are more paskins, like the Shitas of the Rishonim, that hold that over here, since it's in his mouth and he realizes he's not making a bracha right now, it's still in his mouth, he realizes he's not making a bracha, he could go ahead and swallow it and then make a bracha afterwards. That's the Ramah Pasim. V'yeshomer the mevarech aleihem v'chein nerecha. You can make a bracha even after you swallow it and then chein nerecha. And this is not a stira to what we said before, that after you're done eating, you can't make a bracha anymore, because that was talking about after you're done eating, 5 minutes later you realize, oh, forgot to make a bracha. That was too late. But over here, it's one step better because it was in your mouth already. It was in your mouth. While it was in your mouth, before you swallowed, you already realized you didn't make a bracha. Really, I want to make a bracha right now. But it's impossible to make a bracha right now because my mouth is filled with water. So therefore, in this case, the Ramah passes, you could go ahead and make a bracha.
You have stuff left? You have drink left?
You have nothing to drink left. If you have a drink left, for sure, afterwards, you could go ahead and make a bracha. We'll discuss that in a second. However, even though that is the way the Ramah Paskins, the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Hay, Vidas Rova Poskin Gedei Rishonim, most Achronim Paskin like the Shita of the Mechaber, that you do not go ahead and make a bracha. Those are the Shitas over here.
What's the Shia?
The Shia of what?
The Mishnah Berurah is the Mishnah Berurah Achronim Shas the Shia.
You sure? We'll get the Shia of how much you need for bracha. Not right now. In Sifkot and Beis, the Magen Avraham comes with a big chiddush. And he throws a loop into this whole sugya. The Magen Avraham basically throws almost this din, almost completely out. Sifkot and Beis, he says, Yesh Omrim, the kolza davka kishein lo yoter mashkin lishtos. We're only talking, this whole machlokas only applies where you do not have anything else to drink. V'udochuk lemashkin lao. So two things. If one or one, he doesn't have any more to drink. And number two is, he needs this drink. He's very, very thirsty. He needs this drink specifically. But if he has more drink, ye float, he should go ahead and spit it out. Below yen and below bribli bracha. Not to get enough in this world out of bracha. V'chein roi linog. And that is the appropriate way to act, as Mishnah says. However, the Bir Halacha brings down that if one wants to rely on the mechaber, yeshal mili l'smoch. If one wants to rely on the mechaber and go ahead and swallow the drink in his mouth and not make the mega bracha, he has the right to. That is the ikar of the way that most poskim paskin. And I want to say, Voiter, based on what we said in the Shartzion, in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Siv Kod Mem Hei, we said this before, the Shartzion over there said
that when if you make a bracha, if you forgot to make a bracha at the beginning, and later on you go ahead and remember you make a bracha, it could work even retroactively. It will even work retroactively on everything you ate up until this point. And therefore, if you have more to drink, there's a very strong, and this is, I'm sorry, I found this later on in Shem Rabbi Akiva Eger. Also, Rabbi Akiva Eger says a similar svara. If you have more to drink, you could go ahead and for sure be stomach on the sheet of the machaber over here, swallow the drink, to go ahead and take another drink, make a shakal on that drink, and it'll pot, it'll work retroactively on what you have already drinking, and you would not have to go ahead and spit it out. That is by drinks. Now, Siv Beis. Shachach, the ichnis ochlin tof biblo racha. Now, if you put food in your mouth without a bracha, so this is one step better. But certain foods, you can go ahead and spit out, and it'll still be good. So therefore, it says, imu davar she'enu nimis if you mefotenu, if it's something that's not going to become disgusting if you spit it out. Say, if a sucking candy, let's say, you could spit it out, most people would not think it's disgusting, and you could go ahead and make a bracha and put it back in, so you mefotenu mevarachalav, so you should spit it out and put it back in. That's poshut. The imu davar she'nimas, but if it's something that's going to become disgusting, you're chewing on, whatever, tuna fish, let's say, if it's really disgusting, they go out and spit it out. So that's not such an option. So what should you do? Misakul etzad acher mevarach. You should put the food to the side of your mouth and make the bracha. So we have three categories over here. We have drinks. Drinks is something that you can't spit out and become disgusting, and you can't make the bracha while it's in your mouth. Therefore, we discussed earlier what to do over there. We have ochel. When things that it will not become disgusting if you spit it out. So if it's not going to become disgusting when you spit it out, therefore push it. Go ahead and spit it out, and then go ahead and make the bracha. And we have certain things that will become disgusting if you spit it out. Therefore, what you should do is put it to the side of your mouth. This is not l'chachilu. L'chachilu, we do not make brachas of things in our mouth, because the pasuk says, "Yumoli piv silasecho." Your mouth should be full with the Kaddish Baruch Hu's praises. And if you have food in your mouth, your mouth is not full with his praises. It's full with other things also. Therefore, he recommends. Therefore, that's not the best way of doing it. However, if you have another choice, that is what you can do. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, Siv Katan Zayin, the Katan Vashko, Miasha Minin, Mandem Mevarak Bracha Tzarech Levarak Melo Puma Velo Gamgein. We see over here that it's very b'diavad to put food in your mouth and make a bracha while it's in your mouth. So we see from here, it's very important when one makes a bracha to pronunciate the words. Don't mumble the words. Say the word nicely with kavana, slowly, and think about what you're saying. And Rav Nevensal says, what is considered mos? What is considered something that's disgusting? Is it subjective or objective? So Rav Nevensal, Divrei Maaseh L'Sheino, says it's subjective. Im zeh mos rak lo mishum shu isnis. If it's just disgusting for him, let's say he'll think it's disgusting, he spits out his sucking candy and put it back in his mouth. Dino kadaver mos. That is considered mos. If it goes completely subjective, therefore if you think it's disgusting to spit out the sucking candy, therefore just put the sucking candy in the side of your mouth and go ahead and make the bracha. The same would apply if you only put a little bit of mashkin in your mouth. You have a little bit of water there, and you could put it to your mouth and say a clear bracha. That would be permissible also. So in three categories, we have water, we have food that can be put aside, that can be spit out and made a bracha on, and we have the food that should be put to the side of your mouth. Those are the three categories over here. That is the dinim halacha l'maisa. Simen kufay and gimel. Din mayim and soyim. Sif Aleph. Mayim and Tzoyim Rishus. Mayim, in the middle, we have Mayim Rishonim, which is until Sedayim before the Suda. We have Mayim Achronim, which we wash at the end of the Suda before Birkas Mazon. Now we have the least known din of Mayim and Tzoyim. The Mayim that are in the middle of the Suda. This Mayim is coming to separate between different types of Ochlin. Which types of Ochlin? Hani Mili Ben Tavshil Tavshil. That is to two different Tavshilin, meaning to wash your hands between tashel and batashel. About being tashel and gvina, but if you have a tashel shel basar, you have a tashel, if you have a dish of basar, it's not necessarily real basar, but let's say it's just even a potato that was cooked in the cholent, you ate a potato that was cooked in the cholent, and now you want to eat gvina, now you want to eat cheese, chova. It's a chova to go ahead and wash your hands according to the mechaber. I am B.R.D. Simon Paytas. Okay. However, Rova Poskim, including Rav Nevensal, Rav Berkowitz, Yisli Tshuva, all brings out that nowadays, really, even if being Tashel and Basso, Basso Shal Tashel Shal Gvina, nowadays it's Roshos. Nowadays, it's reshus to go ahead and wash your hands even in the middle of a suda. To separate between these two things.
Why nowadays?
Really now, eat with forks and knives. Me'ikar Adin, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. Me'ikar Adin, Mishnah Berurah Paskins, and Hilchos Shavuos. I'm sure Simon Tafayin Hey. And Hilchos Shavuos, that one is allowed to eat Basar and Gavina even in the same Suda. I mean, not cheese after meat, obviously. You have to wait 6 hours or 3 hours, whatever your minhag is. But if one ate cheese and now he wants to eat fish, really, Me'ikar Adin, one is allowed to eat it in the same Suda, so long as he does at least kinui v'adacha, right? Nowadays, we don't need mayim emtsayim is rishos. You at least have to wash out your mouth and with a little bit of liquid and a little bit of bread. Really, it's mikra then it's mutter even the same surah. However, there is a zohar. The zohar is mashra. They posted me down that this zohar is mashra that one should wait an hour between after eating cheese and before he eats meat. However, Mikra Adin, the Mishnah Berurah, does not pass like this. There are those who are makpid on this hour thing. Some say a half hour, but really, it's not clear. Really, from the Zohar, it sounds like an hour. However, many are not makpid because the Mishnah Berurah passes the kula. One has the right to be makel and eat it even the same suda. Some people are makpid, though, to wait up to an hour. That is between meat and cheese. See, Bey now gets the Basar V'Dagim. Bey Basar V'Dagim Chov Lito. Between Basar V'Dagim, it is obligatory to wash your hands between eating meat and fish. Mishum Dekash L'Dover Achar, because it causes people to have leprosy. V'Chamira Sakanta Misura, and it's even worse, the Sakana is even worse than Isser. V'Ayin Yerodea Simen Kuf Tet Zayin. So, it's a well-known din, everyone knows in their kosher homes, that you don't eat fish and meat together. And therefore, many have the custom of drinking a shot of schnapps between the fish and whiskey. The reason being is, even though once again over here, it's not a chiv anymore to wash your hands. If it's not a chiv anymore to wash your hands between meat and fish, after you have your gefilte fish, and you want to eat now your chicken soup, you don't have a chiv to wash until you die anymore. The reason being, as Rav Zal told me, once again, because the way a derech is to eat with a fork and knife nowadays, therefore your hands usually don't touch the fish. Therefore, one does not really have to wash his hands anymore between the fish and meat. However, Rav Zal did tell me, if you do touch the fish, or even if you just take a bone of the fish out of your mouth, let's say, then you would have a chiv mikor din to go ahead and wash your hands between the feet of the fish and meat. But what people do not know is, though, the halacha is, though, after eating fish, is that one has to rinse out his mouth with both a liquid and a salad. One should take a piece of bread and some sort of liquid. Some, for that reason, that's the minhag why some people went ahead and drink a little schnapps between the fish and meat to separate those two and wash it rinse out their mouth. The Magen Avraham and Sikh cut an aleph over here, and the Chasam Sofer brought down in Pisle Tshuva, the Rav Saul brings down this Chasam Sofer over here also, Pisle Tshuva and Yoradeya, hold that nowadays fish and meat is no more sakana. Sakana is out the window. Sakana, the time the Gemara was Sakanta, nowadays it's Nishtano, Ativim, the ways have changed, and therefore they hold, nowadays it's only Isser. It's only Isser. Nafka meaning being, you could be Vatal Isser, like let's say a little bit of fish dropped into your meat, so we could hold a Bittel. If it was Sakana, possibly you would not be able to hold a Bittel. And the other dinim also. Also, if one wants to cook fish in a meat pot, Rav Zal says it's not a problem. One can cook fish in a meat pot. The famous thing by Sfardim is all Sfardim don't eat cheese and meat together. The reason being it's based on a gersa of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef brought down a gersa that held also cheese and meat together. Cheese and fish together is also sakanta. However, at least for sure, Ashkenaz and Post and Moses building held it's a toast still for the Beis Yosef. And therefore, that's why Ashkenazim do not hold of this Beis Yosef. They do not hold that there's any sakana of eating cheese and fish together. Therefore, Ashkenazim go ahead and have their tuna melts. Sfardim do not have tuna melts. Okay, Sif Gimel. Here's this. Any din that is noig by my machronim, also the din same din applies by my machronim. We have not learned the dinim of my machronim yet. So that's not going to help us too much. Bein la'akol, bein la'acher. Whether it's l'kulor or whether it's l'chumra. Chutz, except for hesach adas. By hesach adas, sheposel bem soim v'neisha adayin rotza la'achov yaday v'sri l'chim shimor. By mayan soim, you cannot have a hesach adas from watching your hands. Because you're in the middle of the suda, and just like in the suda, the whole time you have to watch your hands that they don't touch something dirty in the middle of the suda. So therefore, you can't have a hesach adas. V'chutz also means nigu v'yadayim. Shem soim tzrichim nigu korishonim. By drying your hands. By mayim achronim, one does not have to dry his hands. By mayim emsoim and mayim mishonim, one has to go ahead and dry his hands. But some of the reason being, just like by mayim mishonim, we mentioned one of the reasons was that the food should not become mous. That you should not make the food mous. By getting all wet, so too, you maybe that's the same reason over here. Those who say that emsoim needs dafka water and not other liquids, we're going to see there are some kulas by using other types of liquids other than water, but by emsoim one should only use water. But nevertheless, we said before that really by emsoim is not so shaykh nowadays. Really, mahayom it's not a chovah; it would only be a rishos. Kufayin dal. Din berkas hayayin besuda. Yain shebetocha suda mevarach alav borei pri hagafen ve'ein apas potro. If you want to have a cup of wine in the middle of your suda, you have to go ahead and make a borei pri hagafen on it. It is the motzi that you made at the beginning of the suda does not pater wine. Does not pater. The reason being, because borei pri hagafen, just like a motzi, is a chashiv bracha, is it got an inyan, got its own bracha, it's an inyan of chashivas, and therefore that wine is not patered by the bread. It's not my words, it's the Mishnah Berurah's words. It says, end of Sikkot and Aleph. It says, Mikol Makom Hol Vayayin Hu Choshev Einu Nechshev Tafel Apasli Pater Bebirchaso Vafilu Kevin Beferish Bebirchas Apasli Tor Kol Mashi Yishta Bitoch Asura Lo Ma'ani Lu Yayin. Even at the beginning of the Suda, you had a mind that I want to drink this cup of wine when you made the bracha of a motzi. Nevertheless, it will not pater the wine. It does not work. Siv Beis Yayin Poter Kol Minei Mashkin. Just like bread patters all other foods. Just like bread, you make a motzach min arts, it patters all other foods, which we'll discuss later on. So too, wine patters all other mashkin. So if you have a cup of wine, and then you want to have a cup of orange juice, you do not make a bracha on the cup of orange juice, the wine patters it. Afilu mi bracha rishona, the Ramah says, even from bracha rishona, also from bracha achrona, the same din would apply. So now, there's a big machlokas amongst the achronim. How much wine does one have to drink in order to pater shar mashkin? It's going to become very halach l'maisa by kiddushes. So, the Magen Avraham holds, another achronim holds, that even a kosher, you drink a little bit of wine, that is already enough wine that will pater all other mashkin. Even a little bit. However, the Chai Odom brought down the Bir Alocha, Dibur Masal Yayin Poter Komi Nimashkin. If you want to look down, it's about 8 lines in. 9 lines in. V'ayim Chai Odom, Uvin Nishmas Odom Shekotav, Didavka Bishota Yayin Bekvias. Only if you sat down and we're going to have a kvias of wine, you're going to sit down and have a couple of cups of wine, or sit down and have with a couple of friends a cup of wine, that's the only time the Chai Odom says that it will pater other drinks. But in a normal case, like most people have nowadays, you just want to have a cup of wine in the middle of a suda, or for that matter, even by Kiddush, something like that, it would not pater Shar Mashkin. You would have to go ahead and make a bracha on Shar Mashkin. The Berurah Gafa would not pater. What does the Mishnah Berurah Paskin? The Bir Alocha does, he's Machriya Beinim. He does a pshara between them. He makes a pshara. The Bir Alocha, if you continue on the Bir Alocha, he says, Hine. Even though the Mishnah Berurah Paskin not like this, because they argue with him. If you're not sit down for kvias, it would still pater other drinks. Nevertheless, the Bar Alocha says, near the ain la hakel, you should much not be makel to make the bracha. Not to make a bracha on other things. Rakishas al kopanim kimlo lugmav. Unless you drink a mlo lugnav of wine, one whole cheekful of wine, then only then shar mashkim are going to be patted. But if you drink less than that, other drinks will not be patted. Therefore, if you're going to have a kiddush, let's say, one person makes kiddush, he pours a little bit of wine, and everyone drinks a little bit of wine, it's most of the time it's not going to be mlo lugnav. And really, Mikra Din, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you are not Pater Shar Mashkin, and you have to make a bracha on the coke you want to drink later on. You would have to make a bracha. What you want to do, Alach Lamaisa? One, Alach Lamaisa, One should be machmer, because since there is a very strong sheet in the achorim that even a kol shu does patter it, so it's a big suffix bracha to go ahead and make a shaka on your coke would be incorrect according to the Magen Avraham, because it's really pattered already. Therefore, the suggestion is to take another food that is shakal. Rav Thaler wanted a taina. That's the reason why they serve herring at kiddushes. That's the reason they have herring at kiddushes. Makor for herring, we already discussed the makor for Yerushalmi kugel. Yerushalmi kugel at kiddushes because of Sher Kviyah Sudo. This would be the makor for herring. So you have something shakal for the kiddush. Go ahead and make the bracha on the herring, which is not patterned obviously by the wine. And you would not have to make a bracha on charmaskin, the shakal, and the herring, but patter the charmaskin. And this is at Rav Neventhal's house. Shlita a kiddush on Shabbos. This is how he's knowing. After he makes kiddush and everyone drinks a little bit of wine, he always brings out a candy bar of chocolate and he has one person make the bracha out loud and pater everyone for the shar mashkin, because this is the suffix gufa over here. This is the makor of it. This is the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah that maybe it's you need a lulugvav in order to pater shar mashkin. Siv Gimel, and then we'll stop for the day. Im ein lo ela kos echad. If you only have one kos, you only have one kos of wine. Manichu al achar amozin mevarech alav. You should wait for after. You should wait. You should save the kos for berachas amozin, and or you should make berachas amozin al kos. We'll discuss in Hilchos berachas amozin how chashuv it is, whether it's a chiyav, not a chiyav, when it's a mezuman, not a mezuman, when there's 10 people, not 10 people, whether one has to make a bracha on a kos or not. But over here, the Mechaber is saying it's more important to have it for benching than to have the cup of wine in the middle of Suda. You should wait for then. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down, however, if one is thirsty, there is a major shita, and this is a remarkable for the shita, that if one is thirsty at the end of a Suda, and he did not drink something, then his birkas amazon is only on a derabundan level. Meaning, in order for make birkas hamazon on a derice level, you have to be full, you have to be satiated. So the chiddush is, you don't have to be satiated from food, you also have to be satiated from drink. And therefore, if someone is still thirsty, it could be that his bench is only on a derabundan level. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Now we can understand this Mishnah Berurah. He says over here, umikomakum, in the middle of Siv Katan Hey, umikomakum imut sameli shtot. He's thirsty for drinking. Ve'ein lo shar mashkin. He has no other drink. Mutav shishtek kodem. It's better to drink joint. Kedei latseis gam das Mordechai. In order for his yotzei the das of the Mordechai, shehuva beramala come and sin kufsad izayin. Shesover dik shetoyiv lishtos. When one is still thirsty, ainu chayiv minator levarach birkas amazon ad shishtek. He's not going to be chayiv minator to bench until he drinks. So better for his benching to be a dead rice. For sure, better for his benching to be on a deraisa level without benching on a coast than to bench on a coast and have his benching only derabbanan. Akan, have a great Shabbos, everyone.